Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. It is Wednesday, August 5th, One Take Wednesday. As I said a couple of days ago, I'm going to take you back through the Ten Commandments. We've talked about two of them so far. We talked about, we'll have no other gods before me, which is the first commandment, and then do not make for yourself an idol, which is the second commandment. Today I want to review, do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. And I want to do so at the end of Exodus 33, a passage of scripture where Moses asks God to reveal God's self to Moses. And the Lord does reveal himself to Moses, but it is through words about his character. And so when we talk about the name of the Lord, we're actually talking about God's character. And when we use the name of the Lord in vain, we're misrepresenting his character. I'm going to read a little from Jen Wilkin about this later to try to explain it further. But say with me the first three commandments. You shall have no other gods before you. You shall not make for yourself an idol. And you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Exodus 33, I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 6, then we'll skip over to verse 12 and read through the end of the chapter. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Leave this place, you and the people you brought up out of Egypt, and go to the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, 'I will give it to your descendants. I will send an angel before you and drive out the Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey. But I will not go with you, because you are a stiff-necked people, and I might destroy you on the way.' When the people heard these distressing words, they began to mourn, and no one put on any ornaments. For the Lord had said to Moses, 'Tell the Israelites, you are a stiff-necked people. If I were to go with you even for a moment, I might destroy you. Now take off your ornaments and I will decide what to do with you.' So the Israelites stripped off their ornaments at Mount Horeb." Skipping over to verse 12. "Moses said to the Lord, 'You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways.'" Just a little side note here. I love when the passages come together. Psalm 25 says almost these exact words, "Teach me your ways." Okay, "so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name." Then Moses said, "Now show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one can see my face and live." Then the Lord said, "There is a place near me where we can stand, where you may stand on the rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen." When the Lord says he's going to proclaim his name in Moses' presence, he's really going to proclaim his character. as holy and compassionate and powerful. And when we call upon the name of the Lord, we are calling upon His character, who He is. So when we pray in Jesus' name, we pray according to His character as one who hears our prayers and responds. In Jen Wilkins' book, she talks about ways that we take the Lord's name in vain. The most surprising to me was the sin of informality. She says, perhaps the most common form of misusing the name of the Lord in our time is the one I've saved for last, speaking disrespectfully of or to God by succumbing to informality. Later on, she says, in all 21 of the epistles, Jesus is referred to only 28 times simply as Jesus, but 484 times by the title Lord or Christ. A staggering 95% of the times he is mentioned, he is referred to by a title of respect. But we tend to call him Jesus. Does our frequent use of his given name indicate a lack of respect? It's certainly worth asking ourselves. Don't miss this. A formal title of address is such because it is, in some sense, formative. By addressing others with a formal title, our conception of who they are is being formed a certain way. She goes on to say, the New Testament writers take care to grant our Lord and Savior the reverence he is due. We should pay attention to this for the health of our souls. We enjoy friendship and intimacy with Christ, but we do not share equality with him. He is not our peer. Recognizing that he sits even now at the right hand of God the Father means speaking of him and to him with respect, after the pattern of the scriptures. As we turn over to the Psalms, I'll just take this opportunity to say this was not a one-take Wednesday. In fact, I haven't had a one-take Wednesday in a while. I'm trying to be more cognizant that it's not about me, but I mess up a lot. Anyway, Exodus 33 reminds us about Moses wanting to be taught God's ways. Verse 13, if you're pleased with me, teach me your ways. This same idea is seen in Psalm 25 in verse 4, which I will read for us in just a moment. Verses 4 through 6 are some of the launching verses that I've talked about in the past, just a good section of scripture that you can learn and memorize and pray. And so at the end of the podcast, I will pray Psalm 25, verses 4 through 6 for us. I'll begin with verse 4 and read through verse 12, and then verses 20 and 21. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All of the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. Verse 20, guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Will you pray with me? Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are my God and Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great love and mercy as you remembered your covenant with Moses and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Thank you, Lord, that we can trust in your name, that you are compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. And we pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord, our teacher, our master, and our Messiah. We thank you, Lord. Help us to always reverence you. In the name of Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen.